Proclamation number 5038 of 10th of January, 1951. Work of Satan. I am the Good Shepherd. I will give you a sign by which you will recognize who speaks to you, a sign which is irrefutable so that you will also acknowledge my direct activity. Yet you must pay attention to everything you encounter, for I always work within the framework of the natural so that you will not be forced to believe but it should be easy for you to believe. It is my will that you firmly live in the conviction to receive the pure truth, therefore I want to help you where this faith is in danger, where doubts arise in your heart, where you become weak due to Satan's influence. He certainly has great power but it never extends to my own who have the safest protection against him in my love. Therefore, if you are mine through your will and your attitude you no longer need to fear him, for he only has power over the undecided and his followers as long as they do not call to me for help. If I did not want to protect my own against him, then my love would truly be small or my power would be weak. Look around you and notice how he works where the world is placed before me, where the desire for matter is predominant, where there is no love. Everywhere he is the ruler and confuses people's thinking. But where the striving towards me is evident, where I'm the aim, where matter is only disregarded and the human being strives to fulfill my will, that is my territory. And Satan has lost his power there, although again and again he tries to break in like a wolf who wants to steal my sheep. But I am the Good Shepherd. Remember these my words. I am the Good Shepherd. Do you believe that I abandon my sheep to my enemy? Do you think that I watch him break into the sheepfold to cause confusion in my flock? Then I would not be a good shepherd and you would have to doubt my word. Even the lost sheep I seek to win back, how much more will I protect those from the enemy who want to be mine? The power of Satan is certainly great, but greater than this is my love. Hence a limit is also set to his power, which is why you, who desire my love, need not fear him. Through your desire you determine your lord to whom you want to belong. Everything you desire and still belong to him also makes you his servant. But if you strive for me and my kingdom, then you are mine and will remain mine for all eternity. Otherwise my love and my power would truly be limited if my own were not able to rely on it in every spiritual and earthly adversity. I am the Good Shepherd and lay down my life for my sheep. Do not forget this word and you'll always know that you are protected by me and need not fear my adversary. Amen.